America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by
KILT. KILT FM HD2 Houston. And your home of the Houston Texans.
Rock and roll. Touchdown, Houston.
Houston sports leader. Sports Radio 610. An Odyssey sports station.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. Few difficulties going on worldwide, actually. You know, Microsoft, CrowdStrike, all that. It's a mess. But we got on air anyway. It was kind of a feat for early in the morning, but we are here. And welcome to the show, folks, on this Friday, July 19th. And I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. All right, real quick, let's get to the weather. Right now on the island down in Galveston, it's 83 degrees. Cloudy with a few showers, high of 87 today. North-northwest winds, 5 to 10. That rain chance is about 30%. Tonight, rain chances go up. Scattered thunderstorms early, then mainly cloudy overnight with thunderstorms, most likely with a low of 79, south winds 5 to 10. That rain chance tonight's about 70%, and for tomorrow, about a 60% chance of rain with showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. So still a pretty good chance of rain. Anyway, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a high this morning at 5:59 a.m. It's a 1.5, and then a low at 9:29 p.m. tonight, and it's a negative 0.7. So you're going to have pretty much a standing high tide all day till this evening. 6:32 a.m. is sunrise, 8:18 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase, 91%. All right. Right now, currently, we have kind of a west-southwest wind at 6 down at the North Jetty. San Luis Pass, it looks like it's about 3 miles an hour. And up in the top of the complex, we have kind of looks like a south-southwest wind at 5. But they are calling for mostly a northerly northwest direction today. So that's kind of where we stand on our tides and things like that. So let's see if we can get the hammer up and running this morning, see how that works out. Did you get Glenn? Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey.
Yeah, bear with us. We've got a lot of problems this morning. Some bad stuff happened overnight with Microsoft. I don't know. It's worldwide. It's around the globe. I know flights are being canceled and everything else. Pretty nasty. But we're here.
Yay. You sound good. You're sounding real good this morning.
Ready to roll, buddy.
Ready to rock, man. It still ain't a pretty sight down here, Captain Mickey. They're still got security guards over, well, police over there on the other side of the bridge, asking for proof of residency or you got to show your water bill or something, man. They're still not letting people over here. You know, everybody's calling me wanting to bring their boats down, but I can't do nothing about it. So, anyway, we finally got our TV on at 7 o'clock, 7:15, 7:30 last night, just in time to see the convention. But being without TV was about the toughest part for me. I mean, and only watch news. The other parts are all right, man. We can all be fixed. But man, that was a long time to be without cable TV. I don't know. I probably could do without all of it, but anyway, that's the way it's when the heat and skeets. I don't know which is worse, the heat or the skeet. Monday and Tuesday was just almost impossible to get out for the heat, and just couldn't do anything what I wanted to do. By the time you get up and get your stuff together and get outside, man, it's just unbearable.
Well, I know, man. I worked cleaning up my place for 4 days and that, and it man, about 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon, I just have to shut it down.
Oh, it'll take it right out of you.
Oh, yeah,
it'll take it right out of you, buddy.
Sure wish I was young again.
Yeah, I will.
Never bothered me till I got old, man.
No, we didn't think about it.
I'm still handling it as long as I don't do any heavy physical labor. It just
But it's like a fine line, man, of a heat stroke and not having one, and once you do, you're done for life. I mean, you know, you'll
keep pouring that water down, man. Water and Gatorade, go for it.
That's right. I went a whole week this week without drinking a Gatorade. I think it's just the artificial stuff in it. I drink the zero sugar Gatorades, but that's my doctor said, if you're going to even do that, like dilute it, mix it 50-50 with water or something.
Yeah, what's not bad for you anymore? I mean, they tell you, much anything's bad for you. Probably even water, the water we drink nowadays. Hey, drink beer. That'll keep everything cleaned out.
Yeah, want it though. Plenty of those. Finally, we got some little help yesterday with the plane flying over about 6:30 in the morning, spraying for mosquitoes.
That's good.
They have been as bad as I've ever seen them, and this is right around dark. You better be ready to come up the stairs and get into the house. I've never seen nothing like it. I've seen a lot of mosquitoes, and I know they've been bad, but they are really bad now. And anyway, you can't hardly do anything outside without spraying all that gook all over you, and just you got to cover up with it. But anyway, no, things are slowly coming back together down here. We picked all of our stuff up, and I've got all the trash, and we've got it piled up. Everybody's making piles out by the highway. They haven't even started cleaning it up yet. And like I said, we just now got cable TV back yesterday. So our electricity came back last Saturday afternoon, I believe.
Well, that's good. Y'all got electricity back sooner than I thought you would.
Yes, we did. Anyway, so the generator deal was done after that, man. I'm 5 days on a generator or whatever after staying a couple days with my buddy in over in Lake Jackson. It just dried up Wednesday. I was able to go get my boat and my truck out of my buddy's yard.
Yeah,
finally got it out of Lake Jackson and brought it back home. So we got all the ducks in a row and just waiting for fishing season to get right.
Well, let me ask you while I'm thinking about it. I got a text from a buddy of mine down in Corpus area, Jim. He was a friend of his, got Vibrio up here. Fishing down by the pass. And the hospital he went to said that there's been several cases come from the San Luis Pass area. You know, can you shed any light on that? Have you heard anything?
No, sir.
Know anybody?
No, sir. I sure don't. I just know once that water temperature gets up to a certain degree, and I don't know what causes it, the bacteria or whatever it is that causes that. But no, I haven't. Man, we've just had no water to even, the water you wouldn't want to jump in it anyway. What I'm seeing coming out of the Brazos River and coming down from the jetties to, I don't know, maybe halfway to San Luis Pass and the Intercoastal Canal, the water's absolutely brown. I mean, the ugliest old brown water you could ever see in your life. It's just so much fresh. We crossed Oyster Creek and a few more other creeks. I've been across the Brazos and everything. They're still out of their banks. Tons of water still coming down towards us. So I got a feeling for a while that's going to affect us, and just the water being so fresh and everything.
Well, Bruce Ball posted this up, and Jim Lavelle sent it to me. It's just, I don't know Jimbo Sloat. I've heard of him. He's a fisherman, but asking for prayers for Jimbo Sloat. He's currently in UTMB Galveston fighting a Vibrio infection. He was fishing a couple of days ago behind San Luis Pass, and he's listed in critical condition at this time. His doctors say there's several others there with the same infection, and it's possibly or could be linked to the hurricane and runoff. Said be very careful out there. So,
I dug some stuff out of my garage yesterday. I just got back in the back of it. And there was a couple of containers on the ground, and they were full of salt water and been sitting there for this whole time. Mm. And I about upchucked.
I bet that was rank.
Man, there's nothing worse, buddy. Worse than old salt water that stands. We got her all in a row, man. It's kind of nice to be, you know, the stores are starting to open again. And we got, you know what I mean, we just... Few little grocery stores are opening.
Kind of upside down down there.
Yeah, well, a lot of bait camps are still trying to find their live wells, and I think I've seen, but there's no. Don't come down here and think you're going to be able to come across that bridge and go fishing. They're not allowing it unless you can prove proof of ownership or something like that. But anyway, no, it's lots of roofers in the area, lots of roof damage. Like I said, the rivers are flowing, but it's a mess down here, and we're going to get through it, Captain Mickey. We are going to get through it.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. If somebody wants to call you whenever y'all get back in order there and want to go fishing with you, give them a number, Glenn.
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683, man. Hope all your stuff with the regulation comes back together today.
We shall see. We're working on it at this time. Everybody is.
Good luck, buddy.
A little panic going on. All right, see you. All right. That's the Hammer Down the Tri-Bay Area. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
My Maria, don't you know I've...
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, 418 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Matagorda Way now. Let's check in with Captain Tommy Alexander and see what he's up to. Good morning, Tommy boy. What's happening?
What's up, Mickey? What's up?
Not a lot, my friend. Not a lot.
Hopefully not the wind.
It's not. That doesn't look like that'll be a factor.
Well, you know, yesterday it was calm all day, you know, and everything stayed kind of calm and clear. And then, not yesterday, the day before, everything stayed calm and clear. And then that night, apparently it blew during the night because everybody left the bay. It looked good and everything. And the next day, and then yesterday morning, we got out there and everything was off colored.
All tore up.
It all tore up. So something happened during the night, you know, it must have. I don't know what it did. It did something during the night. And then yesterday was weird as far as wind goes and weather. I mean, we got rained on. Mm. We got sprinkled on. You know, it was kind of half cloudy, half sunny sometimes. The wind switched directions a couple different times on us. We'd be drifting, and then you'd just stop and go a different direction. It was just odd weather yesterday. Yeah. It was just odd weather yesterday. It was very strange, but, you know, actually when it was blowing like west or southwest at first, and we were drifting, and I don't know, it was slow. We hadn't caught, but we had like one or two fish maybe, and the wind, it did like a weird switch. It stopped and then started coming out of the north a little bit, and right when it did that, it was like they went off for a little bit. It didn't last long, but I mean, I looked over and I could see stuff blowing up. I saw shrimp jumping and and they all just came to the top, and it was like, you know, for, I don't know, 20 minutes when that wind switched, we just smoked them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, top water, I caught like three on top water. We were just smoking them, but it only lasted like 20 minutes.
Huh.
And then it just stopped. It was weird. And then it was just kind of a grind after that.
Yeah, I'm hearing from everywhere the top water bite's been pretty good here the last few days.
Yeah, I've had one tied on my rod now. I always carry two rods with me. I got one that's got a cork and like a Voodoo or cork and a gulp or something like that, DOA. Right. I got a bigger, it's like 7.5 foot and it's medium heavy. And that's what I keep my cork and whatever on. And then I got my lure rod, you know, that I keep. And I've had a topwater tied on it now for about 4 trips straight. I haven't even had a plastic tied on it.
Yeah.
I've just kept the topwater on it because I've caught fish on it for at least 4 trips now. I've caught fish on the topwater. So I've been, you know, throwing that on my lure rod mostly. Now I had a guy throwing tails yesterday with me, and he caught a couple on it, but I've just been throwing the topwater. And I'm probably not catching as many, but you know how it is. It's just a lot funner on the topwater. So I'd rather catch a little less on topwater. And lots of blow-ups, you know, that they're not getting it, too. I noticed that the last few trips. I mean, yeah, I might get 20 blow-ups, but only catch.
Yeah, that's typical topwater fishing, you know.
It's even worse than normal.
Sniffs and swirl outs and, that kind of stuff. But you're getting bites. It's letting you know the fish.
Oh, yeah. I had one yesterday jump completely over it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even think it touched it. Yeah, it never even touched it. It just launched out of the water and went completely over it. But it's fun. You know, on top water, it's just fun. But, yeah, so hopefully it stayed calm most of the night. Maybe it'll start out clear today.
Right.
You know, it seems like that's what happens a lot. It seems like lately since the storm, it'll blow during the night and it'll start out messed up. And then you got to kind of wait throughout the day. It'll get better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for it to just start right.
Yeah.
It's
fishing.
That's what we're doing. We got the Oilman's tournament going on.
Was that start today?
So, yeah, today. Most everybody today came in town yesterday. Yes. The actual tournament itself is today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people fished yesterday, and a lot of people came into town yesterday.
Got you.
Town's pretty full of people. But, yeah,
that's good for the local economy.
Yeah, it always is.
Everything pretty much back in order, you know, after the hurricane, everything getting back to normal.
Yeah, everything to me seems normal. You know, I don't really notice anything.
Yeah, what is normal nowadays, though? Think about that.
really.
It's like what we're fighting this morning. I don't know how Jace got me on the air this morning with all the Microsoft stuff down, you know.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah. I mean, it's worldwide. It's just not in America. It's all over the globe.
Everything was pretty normal, other than there's a bunch of trash down River Road, Beach Road. Like, it's all pushed off to the side. I mean, you can drive fine, but there's piles of trash still everywhere, you know.
Yeah, all the debris and everything from the high water. Yeah.
Right. There's still a lot of that going. If you go towards the beach, you'll see a lot of that. But and there's still a few roofs messed up and sheds knocked over and stuff like that. But, I mean, overall, everything seems to be working in order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, around the harbor, for sure, everything seems perfectly normal.
Good. Good deal.
We still got trash floating down the intercoastal, though. You still got to watch out running down that intercoastal.
It's amazing how much garbage and trash and everything that's in our bay system, you know, from all the bugs, you know.
I mean, we've got, I mean, yesterday, every trip to East Bay, I'll pass three or four floating logs going to East Bay every time.
Yeah.
You know, they're somewhere different every time. And then even going into East Bay, when you come through the Gulf Cut, there's two or three that are like stuck there, you know, out there. They're two or three logs. You can see them, but you just got to pay attention. I guess they floated up and just stuck.
Well, when you get that high water like that, you get a lot of floaters like that. And the wave action, it'll break them loose, and then they'll move and then hang up again. You got to really watch out. Running in the dark right now, I wouldn't recommend it at all. I know guys do, but it's not safe.
No, that's highly, highly not recommended, to run in the dark right now. I wouldn't do it. I mean, yesterday I almost hit two different logs, and that was running in the daytime.
Yeah.
This kind of junk you can barely see, you know. But it's been a decent week. It's not been I wouldn't call it the greatest week, but we've caught fish.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
You know, the fish we've caught have been decent. You know, we've had some pretty good fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't say we've just smoked them any days since the storm, but the ones we've caught have been pretty solid. We've had some, you know, upper slot reds, and if we were in a trout tournament, as far as a slot trout tournament, I've had some perfect ones. 19 and three quarters. I've had several 19 and three quarters this week. So, I don't know. It's been decent. As long as it stays calm. I've heard people catching them in the surf. As far as, like, I know people driving their cars and waiting. I've heard a couple of reports of people catching them in the surf.
Right.
It's a little too bumpy for me in the boat to go fish it.
Right.
It's just a little too bumpy for me. For me to go out there in a boat, I like it to be pretty. There are some guys that will go out there no matter how bad it is.
Well, you know, but it depends on your crew, too. You know, your customers, they're not used to that. And that's
true.
It's kind of dangerous. They don't have their sea legs under them as good.
Some of them
get a little green behind the gills.
Yeah.
A little seasick. The old roll of the ocean.
I think there's definitely a lot of trout in the surf, for sure. If you can get out there and fish it, they're out there.
Right.
I've just been sticking to the bay. And redfish are very hit and miss. I mean, somebody will land on them, or somebody will catch them one day, and then they're gone the next day.
Boy, and that's been y'all's bread and butter fish for the last couple of years.
I know. And it's they're tough right now. They're not like they were.
Everybody knocked a dent in them. Because, boy, yeah, I saw piles of redfish pictures for 2 years from down there.
Yeah, we all became redfish guides, you know. For a while, everybody was redfish guides.
Rubber-lipped city, man.
City, I know. And now, I don't know. I know they're tough. They're tough to find right now. That's all I can tell you. And some days, people find them. I mean, some guys, random people just come in and they'll have nine reds. But that same person the very next day will come in and not have any reds. They're all gone, you know. I haven't seen anybody smoke reds 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody might, but I haven't. No, anybody I've known really hadn't done it 2 days in a row. Land on them one day, you got lucky, but I haven't.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
I do know, I take that back. There has been a few reds, and there has been a couple people. There's one little area that's had a couple people catching some reds on it. But it's just been far and few between.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I haven't even really went for them. The reds I've been catching are just reds that have been mixed in with the trout.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a few. There's a few reds mixed in with the trout I'm catching. Just not a lot.
All right, buddy. Well, I thought I'd check in with you this morning to see what was up, and Glad everything's getting back to normal down there, and y'all are catching a few fish. Hey, it's all good, man.
Yeah, it's all good. Mosquitoes are bad.
Oh, but yeah, I think that's worldwide right now. Especially upper Texas coastwide after, you know, the hurricane.
Yeah, they're the worst. They're little bitty,
tiny ones.
Sure.
There's millions of them. They're all over the place.
Yeah, they're by far the worst I've ever seen them at my house.
Well,
they're terrible.
Just dope up and deal with it. That's all you can do. Uh-huh. Everybody loves spray that stinking stuff on them.
I hate it. I hate
some of that mosquito spray. You know, you have to spray it on your clothes, and
yeah,
you know, especially on your back area where they nibble on your shoulder blades. And then you can wash those clothes, and you'll still have that smell in your your shirt.
Yeah, I don't like it. They've got to be really bad before I do it. But they are. They're really bad. So.
All right, Tommy. Well, hey, throw them out a number and some info. Somebody wants to get with you and come down and fish, man.
All right, they can check me out on Facebook under Tommy Alexander or on my phone. If I don't answer, leave a message or send me a text at 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, have a good day. Be safe. Catch him up, man.
We're going to try.
All right. See you, bud.
All right.
Later.
Later.
All right. That's Tommy Alexander in Matagorda. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go to Baytown and check in with Captain Blaine Firemood this morning. Hey, Blaine, what's up, man?
Hello, Mickey.
How you doing?
I get to go fishing for the first time since the hurricane. Today's my day back out on the water.
Well, you about got all your stuff back to normal?
Well, it's getting close, but yeah, somewhat. You know, we finally got power on Sunday afternoon, and so things have kind of got a little bit faster. Things cleaned up with a little bit of power around here and water, but still got a debris line that's about, looked like, including with the waves, I had about a 10-foot tidal surge with the waves that pushed up on the bank right here at my house, and we still got to clean the debris up. We got everything else, roof fixed and other things fixed that got damaged, and anyway, back to normal. I'm going to go out scouting today. I'm taking a couple of my buddies. You know them well, David Harris and Lewis Garcia. We're going to go see if we can't find some fish. And I'm going to make the loop around Trinity Bay and see what we got. So it's I don't know what you're calling for on all your you know the weather, but it looks like I'm must be north or northwest up here because I don't have any wind at my house at all.
Yeah, it's real light up our way. You know, it's anywhere. Across the board, it's southwest and northwest. It's just got a little west in it. Nothing big.
Got west in it. Well, that's fine. That's good for the shoreline here. I'm going to make the loop all the way up the shoreline, probably all the way to the spillway, just see where the saltwater and freshwater line meet. Even I know there's a lot more saltwater now than there was before the hurricane. So that thing mixed it up pretty good, that big old incoming tide. So we shall see. And I got a little tournament tomorrow I'm going to fish, so we'll see how that goes. But I am going to go make the big loop around, maybe burn a lot of gasoline today.
Well, it's cheap.
We got a bunch of star tournament fishermen coming up. Now that things settled down, people are kind of getting back in the fishing mode. But we lost a lot of people that still have trouble. There's lots of people that couldn't go fishing, and now they don't want to go fishing. Everybody's got trouble. So that little Cat 1 hurricane did some damage over here on this side of town.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling it a Cat 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was good.
I still have people in downtown Houston that don't have power.
Well, we just weren't expecting that, you know. We were just, you know, it was supposed to be minimal, you know, a little minimal. Well, a hurricane's a hurricane. I don't care what size it is. You're going to have problems.
As many of them as we've been through in our lifetime, which is, you know, quite a few, starting with Carla when we were real young. But, there's been some been some easy ones and some bad ones, and this was just a bad little wound up storm that knocked a bunch of stuff down.
It had some energy.
More than anything else was the power outages with all the trees going down.
Plenty of that.
But through the grapevine, I've heard the fishing's good up here. Like I said, I have not been, but some of my friends have been, and they're catching fish. So we shall see.
Name of the game.
All these years, you and I have been working together and fishing together, which has been over 50 years. We've always been the first ones out trying to find out what's going on with the, what happened. And this time I was not the first one back out. We have
more responsibilities now than we did then. Back then we did everything by the seat of our pants, man. Have boat, we'll travel. We're out of here. And now you got other obligations and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey. But
no big deal. They're not going to bite till you get there anyway.
No, that's right. But in my experiences and yours too, after these tropical storms and hurricanes, fishing is usually just off the chart for us, for what we know and what we do. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But I'm, of course, my first love is for trout. I'll go see what they're doing, and then we'll backtrack. And I know there's millions of reds. They didn't go anywhere because I got a school of them right here at my house. It's probably, I don't know how many thousand it is, but it's in the thousands. So I may go try to get on top of them and catch one bull red's all I can handle these days.
But yeah, maybe David Harris sent me a picture of a big old sheep, a sheep head, was caught. It came off that Virginia Beach inshore fishing page, and it was a 19.3. That's a giant.
That was on the Atlantic side? Was it on the Atlantic side where they caught it? Yeah.
Right. But I got to looking up sheep head weights. Texas's state record is 15 and a quarter. And Louisiana has the world record, 21 pounds, 4 ounces. What a sheephead.
Well, what was it? A couple years ago in the Star Tournament, there were some, 10 and 12-pounders caught.
Well, there were some 10s. Yeah, some high 10s.
Yeah.
That's big. 10.
You can't beat that. Well, I'm proud to say I got two people still on the board since nobody's been fishing. I got two people still on the leaderboard for sheephead. They're not winning, but they're up there, they're... One of them had a 5.14, and the other one had a 5.8, which that's not a big sheephead, but they're still on the board. So must be a lot of people not fishing because of all the trouble we've had. By now, all those weights start creeping up. How they start just jumping up ahead of each other on the gaff top and sheephead and all of them. But I guess just because of lack of fishing, nobody's really hammering them yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we shall see. I know what. Probably been really good for offshore fishermen, the people have been able to get out here this week. It's been just dead flat calm around here.
Yeah.
And I don't know about offshore, but it sure has been pretty. And I got good color in the water all the way up here in the north end of Trinity Bay, so that means there's some salt here. Especially
it looked
if we
brown
get a
on my end on the south end yesterday when I got out and running around. Yeah, it's kind of brown looking. I wouldn't call that color. Well, it's better color. It's a pale brown instead of a deep, rich coffee creamer.
Yeah.
But no, I see what you mean. It's changed. I mean, it's turning over. It's getting better.
Well, I talked to our shrimper yesterday, John Harrison. He said that he moved back up here instead of down in Texas City, and he said he's catching a lot of shrimp, but they're still not staying alive good. So, he's going to have to move back where the water's still a little bit more dense, a little bit more salty. He's catching them, and then he gets them up in the upper part of the water chain up there, I guess, is just still fresh. And so when they get into his live tank, which he's, he's sucking the water off the surface of the water for the live tank, he said they're dying real easily. So still not perfect conditions up here, but it's better. But he said there's tons of shrimp everywhere, but it just can't keep them alive. So what's the point?
The surface
a lot of brownies.
Lower salinity down on the bottom, it's good.
Right, yeah. Well, there's no problem with that. Said the gaff top, every drag is just thousands of gaff top in his nets. Here they come. We really didn't have them, but now we got them. They're coming back.
Oh,
that's,
boy.
Well, for people to use live bait, that's a nasty deal for people to use live bait every day. You're taking a lot of unwanted fish off the hook.
Well, it's nasty for us lure chunkers, too, man. Gaff top don't discriminate. Man.
I know. Well, we shall see. But my plan is to start somewhere in Tabs Bay around Thompson's and work down this west shoreline until I get to where there's ugly water. We're going to be throwing artificials, and if we can get some live shrimp this morning, we'll have some live shrimp on board just to make sure. But artificials ought to be just fine, especially if we get some pretty clean water. And I know the water's clean out on the ship channel from the reports I'm getting, but I'm going to go get firsthand information for you. So I have some good info for you for the weekend on what's going on out here in salinity levels, all that, all the above.
Hey, you need to carry your refractometer with you.
That's it.
All those salinity levels. You still got yours that they gave us with that tagging program from way back. I still got mine, too, yeah.
I sure do. I have it. It's packed up there on the top shelf in my garage, which I can't reach right now.
Yeah, so. My best refractometer is my taste buds.
Taste buds, that's it.
That's it. You know, for taste me, of water. Then you know when
you're traveling.
Perfect. Ask Jay Watkins about that.
On Sabine Lake.
Yeah, remember that? Oh, man. Jay's crazy.
Well, what I do is you look in the prop wash, and if there's not very many bubbles coming up, you don't have a foam line, there's not very much salt.
Exactly.
The salter it is, the whiter the foam is, and more foam
and
comes
the longer
up in your prop
it is, wash. It'll last forever.
That's it. And, that's just the way we do it. And then you taste it. You can taste if it's sweet or just even a little bit of salt. You can tell that it's salty. It doesn't taste salty, but it's a different pH. You can tell.
Yeah.
We've been doing it a long time, Mickey.
Sweet water, man. That's what I look for, just a hint of salt in there.
Yeah.
A little sweet.
I remember when we took Joe Doggett up to the north ridge up there by Anahuac, and it was completely fresh. And he goes, no, there's salt here. And you and I said, no, there's not. It's fresh right now. There's salt close, but it's completely fresh. So remember he went underwater and opened his mouth up
opened
down
his
the
mouth
bottom
on the bottom. Said, no, it's fresh all the way to the bottom.
It's fresh all the way down.
Kind of told you that, buddy.
We were only in 3 foot of water because we were weight fishing. So
it was up on that north end in the fall, and those fish had already spawned, and they were up in there devouring shad and mullet, man. Big ones.
Well, that's another thing. I'm fixing to find out what all these fish are feeding on today. Just see what's there. I'm sure the shrimp's still pretty keen around here, but, I'm sure the shad are still here strong. I don't know that for a fact, but I know the mullet are here. My goodness. This shoreline here is just solid mullet head to head now. That just came in with that hurricane. Where they came from, I don't know, but I'm telling you, we got the mullet up here.
It's still not like the old days when you can walk on them from Dow's Reef all the way to the spillway.
No. But there's still plenty of mullet right now.
But that just tells true. you you don't have the mullet like we used to. But a good thing with that, we don't have the jackfish like we used to either, because they're going to stay with that mullet, them and the sharks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man.
The sharks are here. All right, man. We're just
tell David
tomorrow.
Louie hello this morning, and y'all catch him up. Somebody wants to call you about fishing, Blaine. Give him a number, buddy.
Call me at 713-703-6656. I think it's time for people to go. Let's get out there and get them.
I'm going to hold you to that. All right, buddy.
All right. I'll let you know. See
you. See you, man.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, that's Captain Blaine Friermuth in Baytown. Now let's go down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Brian, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Morning, sir. How are you today?
Not too shabby. What's up with you?
Oh, just getting ready to hit the water, loading the boat up.
Mm-hmm. Life of a gad.
It's going to be nice and calm today, so.
Looks that way.
And grab a couple snapper. We got off. Both of us got off today because we're going to be helping out with that Sportsman's Expo that's going on in McAllen right now.
Right.
It's that big hunting.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go to Baytown and check in with Captain Blaine Friermuth this morning. Hey, Blaine, what's up, man?
Hello, Mickey.
How you doing?
I get to go fishing for the first time since the hurricane. Today's my day back out on the water.
Well, you got all your stuff back to normal?
Well, it's getting close, but yeah, somewhat. You know, we finally got power on Sunday afternoon, and so things have kind of got a little bit faster. Things cleaned up with a little bit of power around here and water, but still got a debris line that's about, looked like, with, including with the waves, I had about a 10-foot tidal surge with the waves that pushed up on the bank right here at my house, and we still got to clean the debris up. But we got everything else, roof fixed and other things fixed that got damaged, and anyway, back to normal. I'm going to go out scouting today. I'm taking a couple of my buddies. You know them well, David Harris and Lewis Garcia. We're going to go see if we can't find some fish. And I'm going to make the loop around Trinity Bay and see what we got. So it's I don't know what you're calling for on all your you know the weather, but it looks like I'm must be north or northwest up here because I don't have any wind at my house at all.
Yeah, it's real light up our way. You know, it's anywhere. Across the board, it's southwest and northwest. It's just got a little west in it. Nothing big.
Got
time.
West in it. Well, that's fine. That's good for the shoreline here. I'm going to make the loop all the way up the shoreline, probably all the way to the spillway, just see what where the saltwater and freshwater line meet. Even I know there's a lot more saltwater now than there was before the hurricane. So that thing mixed it up pretty good, that big old incoming tide. So we shall see. And I got a little tournament tomorrow I'm going to fish, so we'll see how that goes. But I am going to go make the big loop around, maybe burn a lot of gasoline today.
Well, it's cheap.
We got got a bunch of star tournament fishermen coming up now that things settled down. People are kind of getting back in the fishing mode. But we lost a lot of people that still have trouble. There's lots of people that couldn't go fishing, and now they don't want to go fishing. Everybody's got trouble. So that little Cat 1 hurricane did some damage over here on this side of town.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling it a Cat 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was a good.
I still have people in downtown Houston that don't have power.
Well, we just weren't expecting that, you know. We were just, you know, it was supposed to be minimal, you know, a little minimal. Well, a hurricane's a hurricane. I don't care what size it is. You're going to have problems.
As many of them as we've been through in our lifetime, which is, you know, quite a few, starting with Carla when we were real young. But okay, there's been some easy ones and some bad ones, and this was just a bad little wound-up storm that knocked a bunch of stuff down.
It had some
more
energy
than anything,
in it.
More than anything else was the power outages with all the trees going down.
Plenty of that.
But through the grapevine, I've heard the fishing's good up here. Like I said, I have not been, but some of my friends have been, and they're catching fish. So we shall see.
Name of the game. You know,
all these years, you and I have been working together and fishing together, which has been over 50 years. We've always been the first ones out trying to find out what's going on with the, you know, what happened. And this time, I was not the first one back out. We have
more responsibilities now than we did then. Back then, we did everything by the seat of our pants, man. Have boat, we'll travel. We're out of here. Now you got other obligations and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey. But
no big deal. They're not going to bite till you get there anyway.
No, that's right. But in my experiences and yours too, after these tropical storms and hurricanes, fishing is usually just off the chart for us, for what we know and what we do. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But I'm, you know, of course, my first love is for trout. I'll go see what they're doing, and then we'll backtrack. And I know there's millions of reds. They didn't go anywhere because I got a school of them right here at my house. It's probably, I don't know how many thousand it is, but it's in the thousands. So I may go try to get on top of them and catch one bull red's all I can handle these days. But
yeah,
maybe
David Harris sent me a picture of a big old sheep, you know, a sheep head, was caught. It came off that Virginia Beach inshore fishing page, and it was a 19.3. That's a giant.
That was on the Atlantic side? Was it on the Atlantic side?
Yeah. Right. But I got to looking up sheep head weights. Texas's state record is 15.25. And Louisiana has the world record, 21 pounds, 4 ounces. What a sheephead.
Well, you know, what was it, a couple years ago in the Star Tournament, there were some, like, 10 and 12-pounders caught.
Well, there were some 10s. Yeah, some high 10s.
Yeah, yeah.
That's big.
You can't beat that. Well, I'm proud to say I got two people still on the board since nobody's been fishing. I got two people still on the leaderboard for Sheephead. They're not winning, but they're up there. You know, one of them had a 514 and the other one had a 5.8, which that's not a big Sheephead, but they're still on the board. So must be a lot of people not fishing because of all the trouble we've had. By now, all those weights start creeping up. You know how they start just jumping up ahead of each other on the gaff top and Sheephead and all of them. But I guess just because of lack of fishing, nobody's really hammering them yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we shall see. I know it's probably been really good for offshore fishermen, the people have been able to get out here this week. It's been just dead flat calm around here.
Yeah.
And I don't know about offshore, but it sure has been pretty. And I got good color in the water all the way up here in the north end of Trinity Bay, so that means there's some salt here. Especially if we get a west.
On my end, on the south end yesterday when I got out and running around. Yeah, it was kind of brown looking. I wouldn't call it color. Well, it's better color. It's a pale brown instead of a deep, rich coffee creamer.
Yeah.
But no, I see what you mean. It's changed. I mean, it's turning over. It's getting better.
Well, I talked to our shrimper yesterday, John Harrison. He said that he moved back up here instead of down in Texas City, and he said he's catching a lot of shrimp, but they're still not staying alive good. So, you know, he's going to have to move back where the water's still a little bit more dense, a little bit more salty. He's catching them, and then he gets them up, and the upper part of the water chain up there, I guess, is just still fresh. And so when they get into his live tank, which he's, you know, he's sucking the water off the surface of the water for the live tank, he said they're dying real easily. So still not perfect conditions up here, but it's better. But he said there's tons of shrimp everywhere, but he just can't keep them alive. So what's the point?
The surface water, of brownies. You know, lower salinity down on the bottom, it's good.
Right, right. Well, there's no problem with that. Said the gaff top, every drag is just thousands of gaff top in his nets. Here they come. We really didn't have them, but now we got them. They're coming back.
Oh, that's boy.
Well, for people to use live bait, that's a nasty deal for people to use live bait every day. You're taking a lot of unwanted fish off the hook.
Well, it's nasty for us lure chunkers, too, man. Gaff top don't discriminate. Man.
I know. Well, we shall see. But my plan is to start somewhere in Tabs Bay around Thompson's and work down this west shoreline until I get to where there's ugly water. We're going to be throwing artificials, and if we can get some live shrimp this morning, we'll have some live shrimp on board just to make sure. But artificials ought to be just fine, especially we get some pretty clean water. And I know the water's clean out on the ship channel from the reports I'm getting, but I'm going to go get firsthand information for you. So I have some good info for you for the weekend on what's going on out here, salinity levels, all that, all the above.
Hey, you need to carry your refractometer with you.
That's it.
All those salinity levels. You still got yours that they gave us with that tagging program from way back. I still got mine, too, yeah.
I sure do. I have it. It's packed up there on the top shelf in my garage, which I can't reach right now.
Yeah, so, my best refractometer is my taste buds.
Taste buds, that's it.
That's it. You know, for taste me, of water. Then you know when
you're traveling.
Perfect. Ask Jay Watkins about that.
On Sabine Lake.
Yeah, remember that? Oh, man. Jay's crazy.
Well, what I do is you look in the prop wash, and if there's not very many bubbles coming up, you don't have a foam line, there's not very much salt.
Exactly.
The salter it is, the whiter the foam is, and more foam
and
comes
the longer
up in your
prop it is,
wash.
It'll last forever.
That's it. And, that's just the way we do it. And then you taste it. You can taste it if it's sweet or just even a little bit of salt. You can tell that it's salty. It doesn't taste salty, but it's a different pH, you can tell.
Yeah.
We've been doing it a long time, Mickey.
Sweet water, man. That's what I look for, just a hint of salt in there.
Yeah.
A little sweet.
I remember when we took Joe Doggett up to the north ridge up there by Anahuac, and it was completely fresh. And he goes, no, there's salt here. And you and I said, no, there's not. It's fresh right now. There's salt close, but it's completely fresh. So remember he went underwater and opened his mouth down on the bottom.
Said, no, it's fresh all the way to the bottom. I kind of told you that, buddy.
We were only in 3 foot of water because we were wade fishing. So
it was up on that north end in the fall, and those fish had already spawned, and they were up in there devouring shad and mullet, man, big ones.
Well, Well, that's another thing. I'm fixing to find out what all these fish are feeding on today. Just see what's there. I'm sure the shrimp's still pretty king around here, but, you know, I'm sure the shad are still here strong. I don't know that for a fact, but I know the mullet are here. My goodness, this shoreline here is just solid mullet head-to-head now. And that just came in with that hurricane. Where they came from, I don't know, but I'm telling you, we got the mullet up here.
It's still not like the old days when you walk on them from Dow's Reef all the way to the spillway.
No, but there's still plenty of mullet right now.
But that just tells you, you know, you don't have the mullet like we used to. But a good thing with that, we don't have the jackfish like we used to either, because they're going to stay with that mullet, them and the sharks.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. The sharks are here. All right, man.
Tell David and Louie hello this morning, and y'all catch them up. If somebody wants to call you about fishing, Blaine, give them a number, buddy.
Call me at 713-703-6656. I think it's time for people to go. Let's get out there and get them.
I'm going to hold you to that. All right, buddy.
All right, I'll let you know. See you.
See you, man. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. All right, that's Captain Blaine Friermuth in Baytown. Now let's go down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Brian, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Morning, sir. How are you today?
Not too shabby. What's up with you?
Oh, just getting ready to hit the water, loading the boat up.
Mm-hmm. Life of a gad.
Yep, it's going to be nice and calm today, so.
Looks that way.
Maybe I'll grab a couple snapper. We got off. Just got off today because we're going to be helping out with that Sportsman's Expo that's going on in McAllen right now.
Right.
It's that big hunting and fishing expo that they have. Kind of like the one in Houston, just a little bit smaller.
Right. Well, that's good.
And so I'm going to be out there helping out with the DOA booth next couple of days. So I got off, but cool. Me and my girlfriend are still going to make a quick run this morning and see if we can get a hold of anything. Maybe some snapper, maybe a little tarpon action. Who knows?
Well, they might get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, something big
bites. Hopefully both ways, huh?
Something big bites. I'll just let her reel it in.
That's it. Come find me. Kelly will find one of those giant poons.
Yeah, we've been catching a lot of fish this week. It was a pretty good week of fishing leading up. I think we're leading up to a full moon right now.
We are. It'll be the first full moon Sunday night.
Yeah, I looked at the tide yesterday afternoon and it was just ripping. I had ripped out so hard, the tide was so low, I was like, we got to be approaching a full moon or something.
We're on a two tide deal. We got a strong incoming this morning and a strong outgoing tonight.
Sweet. Well, it was a good week of fishing. I did a lot of big bull reds, you know, hung out at the jetties like we had talked about.
We went
and did a lot of bull reds. Everybody, man, I must have been on a school of, like, the same reds. It's crazy how you'll get on a school and they're all the same size, you know?
Right. Clones.
And they're all, like, weird. There's a lot of them there, and they're all, like, within, like, a 3-inch gap, you know? We must have been on a school of them. They're all 41 to 43 inches. All these big
sound
reds.
Like
so
those
a lot of
were all born and raised together.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, well, we were at the inlet, so they came in from offshore together, so they've been hanging out offshore.
Right.
Or they have together for a long time to be that same size. It's kind of weird. My friend caught like a couple of them also, same size range. But it was good. You know, everybody got personal best redfish this week. It was really good. So I just went out there and did that. I had a lot of kids. I had two groups of two kids. So we went out there and did some big old bull reds for them and then came in and, you know, whacked a bunch of black drum. Like I told you last time, drum wars is going on right now. So you can kind of pull up to the spot and patient enough to deal with 15 other boats around you.
Right.
You can
bow bumping, gunnel bumping,
yeah,
man.
We'd go in there and we'd get, you know, it was three people. We'd get literally five triple hookups and have our 15 drum and get out of there within like 30 minutes, like in and out. That's
walling out the big uglies, man.
Yeah. And but it's a good, especially for the kids who can't really cast that far. You just got to drop your line off the side of the boat, you know. So we want to try anything we can to get the kids addicted, not only because it's good for them, it's good for the parents, but I also need those kids to book me for the rest of their lives growing up. So we'll see how it goes. We're getting these young fishermen going and getting them hyped up on these big fish, and then take them to get some fish to eat too, so they can go home and eat them. And it was a fun week. You know, we caught one day I went out with Skip Crosby. The Crosby and his brother was supposed to come. Skip and Rick were supposed to come, but right when Rick was coming, that storm hit you guys, and Rick's a roofer. So
yeah, Rick got Katie Roofing, man, and they're I think they're kind of busy right now.
Yeah, you can say you he said his phone 70 calls by noon.
Oh yeah.
So he didn't get to make it down, so it was just me and Skip, and we went out there and we went 3 for 3 on tarpon one day.
Cool.
And that was pretty much it for the tarpon. My girlfriend hooked one huge one, came off, and we're just barely gonna start getting into the really calm weather of the year and things like that. So it's still kind of just like last year. It didn't get super calm for me until like the end of July, you know. And it's luckily we finally have gotten good weather recently. And I saw something in the news about a cold front. I wasn't sure if that was true or not.
Yeah, that's what was with those thunderstorms that came down along the coast yesterday. So then we're going to be kind of inundated with tropical moisture this next week. You know, pretty good chance of rain each day, but hey, we'll get.
I'll take a little bit of cold, but not the front.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, the humidity's lower here this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be glass flat here. Everybody's going to be going offshore and stuff. So like 0 to 1 foot at like 5 seconds. So
that'll work.
Get a nice calm day. We'll get out there and see what we can do, you know, and then get back to work. On Monday after that show out there in McAllen, I'll be working the DOA booth if there's any sickos in South Texas or anybody that might be stopping by.
I'm sure there will be.
I work the DOA booth, and I'll be wandering around. All my friends will be there. All the other products I use will be
there. Where are they holding that expo at, Brian?
It's at the McAllen Convention Center.
Okay. Well, they can come by and pick your brain, man.
It's a big one, but I tell them it's not big until they got Mickey Eastman there. On the microphone.
That's how I met you, was at the fishing show in Houston. That was that was a good day.
Yep, that was awesome. I'd love to get up there with you sometime.
We hit it off right off the bat. We talked the same language. Fishing. <Yeah. laughs> Fishing language.
Yep.
Yes,
sir. Working that?
What's that?
Are you working that Houston show this year?
Maybe not. It just depends.
All righty. Let me know. I'd love to get up there, hang out, maybe give a seminar with you up at the thing sometime. Right. But anyways, yeah, we're getting out there real early now. We're doing the extra early thing. I slept in a little bit today because I'm not running an actual guide trip, but we're starting to do these early things because, boy, by 9 o'clock, it's just hot. And if there's no wind, shoot, by 7:45, it's a smolder out there already, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, get Kelly on a rod of a big poon and get her laddering up, breaking a sweat. That'll happen.
You get us in early.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. All right, Brian. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to South Padre and get hooked up with you and go fishing, how they get a hold of you, brother?
Sure. Quickest way would be a direct call or text. Area code 956-755-9413. I actually just had about a 5-day, 6-day stretch of people cancel on me in October. It was a big party, so I've got some days coming up in October that we could definitely probably catch tarpon and snook on.
Cool.
Or redfish. If not, check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, Brian. Well, y'all have fun today, and I'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
See you, man. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.